Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you.
Good morning, ECC. Are you excited to be at church this morning? Amen. Are you excited to get into the second part of Proskuneo? Into God's word. The prayer that God cannot ignore. Who wants this? Come on now. The prayer that God cannot ignore. Listen, what is prayer? It is power released after you encounter resistance. If you can find someone great, I guarantee you that you have found someone that prays. Because God cannot operate without a person that prays. Proskuneo. The prayer that God cannot ignore. Yet you can pray amiss. But one thing that you cannot do amiss is worship. You cannot pray according to the will of God. But with worship, you cannot miss it. If it's genuine and from the heart, I guarantee you that you cannot miss it. Amen. It's part of Proskuneo. Pastor Leon have started off last week Sunday as we have entered into the month of Proskuneo, the prayer that God cannot ignore. And I trust that even in this morning, as I will go on and continue with this message, that everyone is about to be blessed by this word and that this revelation will have a great impact on your life. But I'm going to need people to respond. Because the greater your response, the more I can give. Listen, you will find, for those that have been called to preach, you will yet step into that destiny. You will find, I cannot explain it, when people do not receive you, or when people are closed off, or when people do not respond, my spirit closes off and I cannot give nothing. Okay? So I'm going to need a few spiritual people with me in this morning. If I can have... Amen. If I can have 10 people with me in the spirit, and this day will break through. Amen. The rest must just follow. It's up to you who's going to be the leader. I need a few hallelujah managers. That's just a joke. You don't have to respond if you don't feel like it, please. Don't be fake. Be real. I mean, listen, you're in church, you can smile, you can laugh. Are you okay? Yeah. Tell it to your face. Smile. Amen. I'm waiting for something to happen before I get into this word. Listen, before I get into it, I want to say that I greatly honor and respect the spiritual authority that is over this house. That is both Pastor Leon and Pastor Esther DePrio. I want to thank them for once again entrusting me to take the pulpit in this morning and to minister the word of God. This is a task at hand that I do not take lightly, nor for granted. Listen, for those who know me know that I love the word. This, I can truly say, is in my heart and cannot get enough of. And nonetheless, it's not easy standing up here. It's a very humbling experience. You should see me. Gerard will know. Richey will know. Those close to me will know that, you know, everything leading up until I stand up here, you will laugh. You will say, no, this cannot be the same person. It's havoc. Everything is chaos. Listen, you everything is falling apart. You're getting stressed out. My personality that is blue. Listen, it is not easy always. So it's very humbling standing here. But the moment that I get here and I take this mic, I step into the mantle and the anointing that is upon of that of my father, Prophet Leon. Amen. I'm so relaxed as I'm standing here right now. This moment, I do not have a care in the world. and I can get into this topic that is very close to me, that is a part of my spirit that is burning in me like holy fire. I can preach this thing for hours. Let those who hear here in this morning. This morning I'm not going to teach, I'm not going to preach, I'm going to testify. As this is something that I have applied to my life, when it comes to prayer, this is how it works. If you want your prayer life to be effective, then do what you're going to hear in this morning. Okay? It does not work any other way. You cannot convince me otherwise. I've done this, we have done this, we've tested it. This is the way that it works. You can ask these powerful intercessors. Tonya sitting here, she will tell you, this is the way that it works. You cannot get by it, and there's no other way. This is the way that it works. Amen? Say proskuneo. Now, for the people that might have missed last week's Sunday, I just quickly want to recap on the meaning of this word proskuneo, as it's a very important meaning to it. It means to prostrate yourself, meaning to fall with your face flat to the ground as you present yourself as a living sacrifice with a broken heart and a contrite spirit to God. It is here that you completely and utterly surrender, you yield, and you submit to God. Amen? It speaks of a state of worship that you become. It speaks of intimacy. It speaks of showing affection. Understand that when it comes to worship, that you have to show affection. You cannot worship without showing affection. If you worship without showing affection, then it's not true worship. Your worship demands that you show affection. It's amazing how we would have church services like now and this morning. It breaks my heart when I see this, because people are missing out and the presence of God will come in. Who felt the anointing while we were worshiping? Listen, even while I'm standing here, it's like electricity all over me, and I have to keep myself back, because in the mornings we teach and in the afternoons we preach. So I have to like keep myself back because I just want to preach. It's like my skin is vibrating. And during worship, you will find that there will people sit with their arms folded. They're not even standing. They're completely cut off, insensitive to the presence of God. Cut off to what God is busy pouring out into the atmosphere, of what He's busy doing. Yet you will find others that will stand with their hands raised high, and tears are running down their face as they are broken before God. They don't, listen, this is a state where they don't even ask questions. It is they just love His presence. They're crying because of joy, because they are in His presence. They're just happy and grateful that they can experience Him, that at least I can feel You, Lord. Listen, this is, wow, what an honor and a privilege. I can feel Your presence. It means that I'm still close to You. And words have not yet been designed to express your gratitude, your admiration, and your adoration that you have for Him. And you're just crying because you just love Him so much. Showing affection in worship is of the utmost importance. Listen, we praise God for everything that He has done for us. But when it comes to worship, it's much deeper than that. We worship Him for who He is. And purely for that fact. Just something I cannot teach you. You have to experience it, but it comes through a surrendered heart. Where you stand and you say, God, if You can do it for the person standing next to me, I know that You can do it for me. I am hungry. I want to encounter You like the one next to me, weeping and crying, shaking under Your power. God, please do not pass me by. I'm here. I cry out unto You. All that I want is You. All that I need is You. Please pour out Your presence upon me. It is a place of desperation, of hunger, just to encounter Him. Not even for breakthrough, not to receive an answer to a question. It is just to encounter Him. It is here where identity becomes established. I'm speaking about a dimension where all prayers is being birthed out of. It's called the dimension of proskuneo. It is here that you will find that now when I open my mouth to speak, that things changes. Now when I speak, my words are delivered with desired results. Now when I speak, there is impact. There is a shaking. There is a shift. I can see you sitting here who have received this, experienced what I'm saying, and who have not. And I pray that this word will not go over your head, but that you'll be able to grasp it. Because if you have not received it, I haven't even started yet, then you're going to miss it. I pray that God will, that the Holy Spirit, even now, I pray God now, please, please, that you will just, will just touch every mind, every thought, every heart that you will open it. My Lord, I pray that they will be able to understand this word. May the enemy not steal this in this day. Father, I pray this in the name of Jesus. It's a dimension where your prayer starts to carry power because it's being sent out of a place of relationship. How can it be that one person can stand and pray for breakthrough and immediately something changes? Yet another person can stand and say exactly the same thing. Nothing happens. What is it? It's because the one operates in proskuneo, where words are being sent forth out of the presence of God. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 17, it says that may my sentence come forth from your presence. May your eyes behold the things that are equal. It is a place where your sentences, your words come out of relationship, agreement, and partnership with God. Where you start praying according to His will. You might be praying for breakthrough where you should be praying for peace. But we miss it. This is where the disciples came to Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray. I'm gonna try not to run up and down and scream because I get very excited when it comes to prayer and the Word of God. Are you guys with me? So I'm gonna try and teach this thing in this morning. This is where the disciples came to, I don't like seeing myself, but this is where the disciples came to Jesus and said, listen, teach us how to pray. Why would they ask Him this? It's because God stood in perfect harmony. Jesus stood in perfect harmony with God. There is perfect harmony, unity, and an agreement between God the Father, the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Many times He would say that, listen, Jesus said that, I do not act on my own accord, but that which I hear and see my Father do in heaven, that is the only thing that I will present. That is the only thing that I will give. And that is the only thing that I will say and that I will impart. Apologies if I spit on you. It's anointed, so just receive it. You can laugh. Wow, you guys are serious this morning. I take up the shield of faith. I block every fiery arrow. It will not touch me. Listen. So He said that, listen, I will only give you what I hear my Father say in heaven. Amen. Be careful that I don't send back that fiery arrow. Just a joke. And as a result of this, when Jesus opened His mouth to speak, there was power. There was authority that those around Him would say that when He spoke, they would say, with what authority does this man speak? That when He opens His mouth, that even the winds and the waves obey His command and calms down. That when He opens His mouth to speak, that the dead is raised. The blind eyes are open and say, I can see you. The deaf ears are open and say, I can hear you. The lame rises up and starts to walk. The mute starts to speak. That when He opens His mouth, that demons are casted out. This can only be but the Holy Son of the true living God. Because He speaks with the sound of heaven. He speaks with authority. When He walks, when His feet touches the ground, the atmosphere in the kingdom of heaven is established. And so the disciples came and said, listen, teach us, we need to learn how to pray. So that when we speak, there will be impact. There will be change. That we will pray effectively. I believe that this is still the same request for many believers today. Saying that, listen, I need to learn how to pray. I'm hungry for this. I love praying and I want to learn how to do this thing right. There is a formula to this. My personality that's very blue. I live in a checkbox, tick box. And when it comes to God, many times in the beginning, this was difficult for me because you cannot figure God out. A blue personality is very analytical. That's why I went into the engineering field. Thank God he delivered me from that. So now I'm working full-time in the ministry. But everything is in a tick box. How do you get the anointing? Okay, now I'm start searching. Now I want to get the message on this. I want step one, step two, step three to get the anointing. You cannot figure God out. There are certain principles that you can apply and certain laws that you have to abide by, yes, that will gain you certain access to certain places. But you cannot figure God out. Let me tell you this. I've tried. I'm as blue as they come. Okay? Ask Gerard, you will know. Things have to happen like this. Okay? Now, where was I? Okay, before that. It's the reason why I said this. Oh, yeah. When it comes to prayer, there's a way that you step into a dimension of where your prayer starts to carry effect. There is a formula. There's a tick box. Step one, two, and three. Three steps. Okay? It sounds easier, though, than... It is, but there's three steps. Are you ready for this? You guys ready for this? So I believe that this is, listen, there's many types of prayers that you can pray. But you need to pray the right prayer at the right time. That is the key. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, I think it is in the NIV version, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Meaning there are many prayers that have been designed, tailor-made for every situation that you are faced with every day and for every circumstance that you might find yourself within. Amen? But nonetheless, all prayers is being birthed out of a place called proskuneo. You need to reach that place first because it is in proskuneo that you stand in agreement with God, and being in agreement with God is the highest level of prayer. The problem is that many misunderstand the power of prayer. They underestimate the true power in prayer. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge, or you have received wrong knowledge. You're praying and nothing happens. And then you become despondent towards prayer, thinking that this prayer thing doesn't work. But 5 minutes in, you've only said, God, please just bless my family. May your hand of protection be upon us. Oh, the spirit thing doesn't even get up and walk. Fine. Can't even pray. So I'm going to get into this thing in this morning because this is how we pray. There's no results, there's no effect, so it's boring. Come on now, let's be honest in this day. When you go into your prayer closet, do you hear God speak to you? I've said this many times before. Is it a two-way communication where you stand in agreement with Him, partnership, fellowship with the true living God? Utmost importance. There's a way that you get to this place. It's birthed out of a place called proskuneo. Listen, you're not going to convince me otherwise. Prayer carries power. I guarantee you, you will not convince me otherwise. That first day that I stepped into my father, Prophet Leon's house, and he released the word of God over me. Now, you need to understand this thing. I came out of the world, one of those carnal Christians. Awesome. What is a carnal Christian? Someone that I've given his heart to God, but you still live a worldly lifestyle. The people at my workplace didn't even know that I'm a Christian. But when I stepped into this man's house, all carnal and fleshly, nothing spiritual about me, I could feel sacrifice was being done in this house. And by sacrifice, I mean fasting, praying, and time spent in the Word, I could feel it. There was something that I've never felt in my life before. And I said, God, don't pass me by tonight. May you change me tonight. And as you release the Word of God over my life, I'm getting a tan with these lights. And as you release the Word of God over my life, and the power and the glory of God came upon me, everything changed. Everything became real. From that point forth, the most powerful encounters that I've had was in my prayer room. A few years back, when Pastor Leon was still operating in the itinerary ministry, a few of us guys would come together, Chris, myself, and about 7 or 8 guys would come together at my house. And all that we did, we just seek the face of God. we would pray for hours until we will find ourselves on the ground weeping, crying as the glory of God came into that room, saturated, soaked with His presence. You could touch Him. I'm meaning physically. You could touch Him in the atmosphere. So real it was. There's times that I would pray and the blinds in the house would shake. When I'm speaking about a prayer where your prayer starts to shake the atmosphere around you, I'm not speaking about a spiritual shaking. I'm speaking about a supernatural manifestation into this natural dimension. I would pray about 7 hours in, the blinds in the house will shake and chills will run down my spine. I will think, what is this? Prayer is a very real and powerful thing if you can learn to do it the right way. And we will weep under the glory of God. And when we get up, we will say, wait a minute, you know what? Something I've changed. Something I've shifted. Our vocabulary have changed. The way that we pray have changed. What we're asking for, how we make our requests have changed. What we thought was impossible became possible. What we thought was important was no longer important. Now we have become one with God in a dimension called proskuneo, in the Holy of Holies, where we start to pray in agreement with Him. And our prayers would cause changes according to the way that He have ordained it in heaven. Power in prayer. You cannot convince me otherwise. I'm telling you this day that prayer will always, always restore power. And it will always increase spiritual strength. Paul have many times said that I may strengthen my inner man. Understand that you are body and that you are soul and that you are spirit. And that as you have got physical muscles, that you have got spiritual muscles. That is why the Bible says you are being born again. And you need to train that spirit man to become strong, to be strengthened. The way that you do this is by praying in other tongues. For the word of God says, not me. The Bible says that he that pray in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man. Please don't drop the music. What's going on? Say sound. Perfect example of the importance of sound. Say sound. Listen. So I just have to wait for this to be right. Are we winning? You see, the enemy does not want this word to go out. Just pray. Let our wonder and my brandos katarabanda de katarabadaba. Arribonda mahanda de katarabada de ponda mahazana de katarabadama. Yeshua la bosana de manda de katarama brandos katarabonda de vadama. Arriba la bonda de mahanda de katarama brandos katarabonda de behind him. Arriba la yenda de ma yeshua la bosana de banda de katarabadaba. Arriba la bonda de ma brandos katarabonda de behind the katarabadaba. Yella la bonda de mahanda de katarama brandos katarabonda de behind him. Arriba la bonda de mahanda de katarabala yenda de vadama. O sana de mahanda de katarabala yenda de ma yeshua. Amen. Paul have many times said that, listen, that I might strengthen my inner man. What does this mean? To pray in the Spirit is when you pray in the Spirit. The Bible says that he that speak in an unknown tongue speak not unto men, but unto God. For those thinking that praying in the Spirit is not for everyone. It says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2, King James Version, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speak not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. The Bible also says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies his inner man. Meaning that while you pray in the Spirit, that you are exercising your spirit man. That you are building up your spirit man. You are strengthening your spirit man. Amen. You cannot convince me otherwise. Prayer carries power. Man, I'm preaching far better in this morning than you are responding. I'm about to throw out keys into this atmosphere that's about to take your prayer life into a whole new different dimension. Prayer restores power. Those that can wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Those that can wait long enough in the prayer room until eternity steps into time, until God steps into your room and raises you up and mounts you up with His power, His might, and His strength. It's called proskuneo. Say proskuneo. The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. And it says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard?" And the author is making use of two very powerful words here. And if you are spiritually sensitive, you will pick up on the tone of voice that he's speaking with. He's saying that, listen, "Hast thou not known? Have you not heard?" Meaning that, listen, Israel, have you forgotten what God have called you for? Have you forgotten the promises that God have released and spoken over your life? Have you forgotten how we have driven out the inhabitants of the land and have given us a land overflowing with milk and honey? Have you forgotten how we have said that, listen, I will increase you, that I will prosper you, that I will make you a great nation? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten that I have said that, listen, if you can only but carry my word on your hearts, that I will be your God and you shall be my people, and that you shall walk in my power, you shall walk in my strength, that you shall walk in my might, and that nothing formed against you shall be able to take you out, for I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I love you. You are my own. Have you forgotten? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Listen, what God is saying is that if you can wait long enough in prayer, that you shall reach the same power and strength that is within me. He is saying that, listen, I don't get weary. I am not faint. I do not tire. I am the everlasting true living God. And that if you can wait long enough until I show up, that you will reach a level in me where you will be clothed, be mounted up with my power, with my authority, and with my strength. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not be faint. When you speak, things will change. Your prayers will be delivered with the desired results. It will be effective. Listen, I have experienced this thing too many times to doubt. Doubt have left me a long time ago. I know that when I get up in the morning and I get out of my bed and open my mouth, that the devil better run. There's no doubt in me. Doubt have left me a long time ago. I have seen too many times how God have come through in prayer for me. It is there that I've encountered Him. It's there that I've experienced Him. It's there that I've heard Him say, "Martin, now I establish my word in your heart, audibly speaking, and my word shall burn in you like holy fire." Too many times, I cannot doubt this thing. May you have these encounters with God. May you get hungry enough to encounter Him. Praise, say praise. Now I'm getting into the message. There's three dimensions to prayer. Pastor Leon, I've started off last week Sunday, and he spoke on knocking. Now, please understand, this is not a dimension. Knocking is a state of being. Something that you become. It's an action. It's something that you do that presses you into the last dimension. He explained this. It was very powerful. If you have missed last week's Sunday, make effort, get a hold of the message, listen to it. It's going to change your life. It was very good. Amen. Three dimensions of prayer. Put on the screen for me Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And it says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. These are the three dimensions. Although the last one is not a dimension, it is a method that you apply to get into the last dimension. So it's asking, seeking and knocking. Amen. First dimension, ask. Say ask. So what happens here? Here you bring your request to God. Amen. It is the same as in the Old Testament where Moses had built an altar and there was three distinct sections. Please don't fall asleep. I will pour water over you. There was three distinct sections. The outer courts, the inner courts, and the Holy of Holies. That was just a joke. In the outer courts, you would find the altar of sacrifice and of labor. So here we make our request to God that we know about. Here we ask God for things. As the Bible says that, listen, make your request known to God. Amen. In this dimension, we also labor in the Word. Here the Word of God starts to affect of both the written and the spoken Word of God. Starts to affect you. Understand that it's very important that when you pray, that you pray and proclaim the Word of God while you are making requests. You see, the people think that asking is like, I'm asking a question for, I'm begging for something like, please God, help me. No. This word ask does not mean like begging like you're asking this, no. You are a child of God. You are a king. You are a Lord. And you are a God. Yes. Come on, the Bible says that He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the God of gods. This is where you make petition before God. This is where you wrestle with the promises of God. This is where you say, listen, God, your word says that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I refuse to settle for anything less. Your word says that you are the one that goes before me to fight for me against my enemies so that I may be more than a conqueror. Your word says that you will bless me beyond measure, that I will not have room enough to store it. I step into it. I receive it. It is a mindset. It is a choice of your heart that you speak with until you step into it and it materializes from the supernatural into the now, from eternity into now. How does this work? Let me explain this. It's called Mara. I have preached on this before. If I tell you that, I don't know, everyone's got black. Jeez. If I tell you my jacket is black, your eyes do not know that this is black. You only know this is black because your intellect, you have taught yourself, your natural mind, that this is black. Right? So now if I tell you, imagine a black car or a, let's use white, I like white. Let's say a white Porsche standing outside. Imagine that. You can see it in the spirit. That image that you see right now, white Porsche, you're seeing in the spirit. What if you can take that and materialize it? Seems like a fairy tale almost. But it's not impossible. I've seen it happen. If you can only begin to believe that that which you see is a possibility, no one will be able to stop you. Proskuneo. Pray that God cannot ignore. So here you wrestle with God's promises. In this dimension, you are still being attacked by the enemy. I'm speaking now about prayer. You have now gone into your prayer room and you're starting to pray. You're starting in the outer courts, to explain it in plain simple terms. You're starting in the outer courts. You're presenting yourself as a sacrifice. Bible says, present yourself as a living sacrifice with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, for those are the sacrifices that are pleasing unto you. Present yourself as a sacrifice. But you will find when you start off praying that the enemy harasses your mind. Your thoughts wander all over the show, and all that you want to do is say amen and leave. But you have to persevere in this realm and break through. I guarantee you that you will go into places that you have not yet thought possible. Amen. So, here you wrestle with the promises of God. It's the second type of wrestling that you will step into. The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with a man until the breaking of dawn, meaning he wrestled right through the nights. How many people seated here this morning can say that, listen, there was times in my life that I was so desperate for an answer and for breakthrough that, listen, that I could not stop, but that I prayed right through the nights. If you have never done this before, you have never been desperate. Then you're just kidding. You've never been desperate. And this man wrestled right through the night. And the Bible says that this man touched his thigh and he dislocated his hip, but he kept on fighting. He said that, listen, I will not let you go. I will not let you go until you bless me. I refuse to give up. I am in this fight still. I might be in pain. Everything might be against me at this moment, but I'm still in this fight, and I will not give up until you bless me. You might be seated here this morning with a dislocation in your finances, in your marriage, in your health, in your relationships, but I want to tell you that you are still in this fight. You have not been removed. The enemy wants you to think that you have lost the anointing. The enemy wants you to think that you have backslidden and God have left you. But it is a lie. I want to tell you that hell have thrown everything at you that it possibly could. But that you are still here. You are still standing with your hands raised high, praising and worshiping Him. I'm telling you on this day that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I'm telling you on this day that the enemy have chosen the wrong targets. He have made the wrong choice. That you will succeed. That you will step in your destiny. You will fulfill everything that God has placed before you. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not be faint. I prophesy over you on this day that you will live and that you will not die. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give Him a praise offering. For whoever is asking, I am just teaching. So, in this dimension, you're stepping in the flesh in a carnal state. That's inevitable, always happen. When you first go into your prayer room, you first get, you put the music on, you're still in a carnal state. And what you want to do here is, this is where your focus should be, is to get into the Spirit. So when your mind starts to wander, just focus on, I need to get into the Spirit. Okay, this will help. It will take about an hour in this dimension for many that is not trained in prayer, for most. Okay? Jesus have told His disciples that, listen, you could not even watch and pray with me for 1 hour. Why? Because they fell asleep. Their flesh was still in control. The supernatural were not present. Amen? It will take about an hour to step from this dimension. But once you have stepped into the Spirit, where your mind is focused, you step into the second dimension called the seeking dimension. Now here stuff starts to happen. Now you've entered into the supernatural dimension. Amen? What happens in the seeking dimension? Many think that in the seeking dimension is where I seek answers to the questions that I have brought before God in the outer courts. This is the inner courts. Amen? But in the seeking dimension, we seek Jesus. We do not seek answers. We do not seek miracles. We do not seek healing. You don't seek nothing. You seek Jesus Christ here. What do you find in the inner courts? You will find the lampstand. You will find the bread. And you will find the incense. So it is here that you are seeking the lights. Him as the light in your life. Here you're seeking me out as the bread of life. And the incense, this is very powerful. You need to get this. It's very powerful. This is where you've reached the state of utter and complete surrender. And you start to pray with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, this is going to be difficult for many to understand if you've not yet gone through this. And I'm going to try to explain it to the best of my ability. It's where you start to pray with groanings that cannot be uttered. Here, the knocking process have already started. Okay? The incense speaks of worship. The Bible says that groanings that comes forth that cannot be uttered will be presented before God as a sweet aroma that will cause Him to step down into time, into your prayer room, and to deliver you. Groaning means that, listen, there's no words that I can no longer use. It's a place where I've entered into where I become spontaneous towards God. Let me start here. The seeking dimension, how do you discern whether you've stepped into this dimension before I get to that part? Your words become few, and they are now straight to the point. Now you start to pray from your heart. Your prayers is no longer monotonous, mechanical, or superficial, but they are sincere and genuine. Here you become spontaneous towards God. And all that you can find yourself doing is worship, even in other tongues. But listen, your natural language at this time of left you. You can only find yourself worship, but it's a deep realm of worship. I'm speaking about a groaning. Now, groaning means that, listen, you want to express with everything that you are, with the entirety of your being, you're trying to express to God how much you love Him and just how much you want more of Him. But there is no words. It is even your tongues does not do it. And all you can find is making a sound like, ah. I can't explain it. It's only a sound that comes out. It's a groaning. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 26 that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. It is here where the Spirit of God starts worshiping through you. I can't listen. It's called groanings. It is a sound. You can only get a sound out. No words can express what you're trying to say. But there's only a sound that flows out. Amen. I hope that I'm right with the scripture there. Please stop me if I'm not. Normally I'm not. I only once made a mistake, and that's when I thought I made a mistake. You guys still with me? Acts chapter 7 verse 34 says that I have seen. This is God speaking to Moses, and He's saying that, listen, I have seen. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. And I have heard their groaning, and I'm come to deliver them. Listen, mark my words. When you have reached this dimension, and you start praying with groanings that cannot be uttered, here you're already on your knees, you're weeping, you're crying. Nothing else can come out. It is here where eternity comes into time. God steps directly into your prayer room. He picks you up and says, don't worry, I'm here. He places you on high grounds. It is here where the impossible becomes possible. Nothing else matters. It's like you're not even in your room anymore, but you are in heaven. There's just light all around you. His presence surrounds you. Listen, it is a state that you become. That groaning is a state that you become. It's called knocking. There where you pray with groanings that cannot be uttered, it means that you're knocking. You're knocking with all desperation. Non-stop until. It's called until. The kingdom of God suffers violence because the violent takes it by force. You're knocking and you refuse to stop until. Until. What are you knocking on? You're knocking on Jesus. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, and Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Listen, this is a dimension where you have stepped into the Holy of Holies. where silence now prevails. Here it is, be still and know that I am God. Here God starts to speak to you rather than you speak to God. I understand that this is about 5 hours into your prayer. This is about 5 hours into your prayer where time is not even a thought anymore. May you start to have these encounters. I truly pray that you will find God in your prayer closet, that He will raise you up, that He will train you there. Your prayer closet is your training ground for what is to come. Without prayer, you're going to go nowhere. God cannot move until man prays. And He's waiting for someone that can pray the right prayers in agreement with Him. Amen. I've went ahead of myself here. So here we're knocking on the heart of the Father. In this place, your flesh is gone. And it's just spirit. You cannot go into prayer without presenting the blood to the altar. Because you cannot go into the presence of God without presenting the blood. Now please understand what I mean by this. Jesus Christ have already died on the cross. Blood have been shed. You have been washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. The veil have been torn. You have been filled with the Holy Spirit of God and have already been given access, seated in heavenly dimensions. When I'm speaking about blood have to be presented, I'm speaking about sacrifice. You have to crucify the will of the flesh because the flesh cannot come into God's presence. And when that is still there, you will not go in to this place called Holy of Holies. You have to crucify it. Amen. Are you guys still with me? Listen, in the Holy of Holy dimensions, I need to finish off. I went a bit longer this morning. In the Holy of Holy dimensions, you will find your strength being renewed, completely being restored. Sadly, many leave before they reach this dimension. They leave in the outer courts. They start 10 minutes in the prayer and say, no, I'm tired, and they leave, completely missing out on what God have got prepared for them. But I'm going to tell you that God wants you to come into partnership with Him. This is important. He wants you to come into fellowship with Him. The Bible says that once you have come into this place in the Holy of Holies, we have become one with Him. In partnership with Him, the following happens. Put on the screen for me, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. And it says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Here intercession is birthed. Here all kinds of prayer starts coming out. As you start praying in agreement with the Almighty True Living God, here the Holy Spirit steps in and takes control of your vessel as you get baptized in Him over and over and over, within His power, within His strength, within His anointing, in His authority, in His glory. You get baptized over and over and over and over again as you become a vessel of prayer and intercession. It took only 120 people to change the world. If you read the book of Acts, 120 people changed the world. It does not take much to change the world. It only takes a few to say that, listen, I'm willing to stay long enough until God steps in and changes my situation. It does not take much. It is here in the Holy of Holies that you become one with God, standing in perfect harmony, unity, and in agreement with Him. Once fellowship has been restored, then God says, now I can use you. It is in this place that He affects you so that you can affect the nations. It is in your prayer room that you look at God to become like Him. Amen? Say prayer. Listen, the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 tells us that when we enter into this place called the Holy of Holies, that movements in heaven are restricted or loosed depending on what you're doing next. Marco, have you got that? meaning that you become the deciding factor of what's being loosed and kept back in heaven. But this is only possible for those that have gone into the Holy of Holies. It's only possible for those that have gone into the Holy of Holies. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 37. Put that on screen for me. King James Version. And it says, thus saith the Lord God. Listen, this is powerful. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. What is God saying here? He's saying that, listen, I have already decided to increase them like a flock. But I'm waiting for someone to come into agreement with me so that I can do it. God, I've already decided to bless you. You have already decided to increase you. You have already decided to heal you. You have already decided these things already pre-exist within the supernatural dimension. It has already been created even before time began. Even before the foundation of this world had been set in its place. It is there. He's just waiting for you to come into agreement with him so that he can release it. Do not underestimate what it is that God can do through you. If you can only wait long enough until he comes into this time. The Bible says that he formed man out of the dust of the ground. Dust. You've been formed out of dust. That with a donkey jawbone, Samson struck down 1,000 men. That with a rod, Moses commanded the water to depart. And an entire nation was saved from certain death. David took five stones. And with one of them, he struck down Goliath. One standing in the way of God's promise for a nation. With a trumpet and a loud war cry, Joshua saw how the walls of Jericho came crumbling down. With jaws of clay and torches, Gideon and 300 men defeated an army of 100,000 men. With only 2 fish and 5 loaves, Jesus fed the 5,000. Listen, if he could change the course of history with such small things, how much can you and I, filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in power, baptized in fire, not accomplish, if we can only wait long enough until God steps in and there is a shaking and you are mounted up with wings as eagles, placed on high, where the impossible becomes possible. Let me get back behind the pulpit. I need to close off. I can share so much with you. Do not underestimate the power of prayer. I'm speaking about a physical shaking that you can cause in the atmosphere. Last verse, and I'll end off with this. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, King James Version. It says, and when they had prayed, say when they prayed. I'm teaching you King James. Say when they had prayed. It's not the normal way of speaking, but I love it. It's very poetic. You know, many times when I stand here, I can get very poetic. It's like I was preparing the other day. Yesterday, I was preparing and I thought, just, you know what, prayer. And I prayed. I said, God, you know, may your power be released as I encounter resistance. I thought, hey, wait a minute. This spells prayer. Prayer is power released as you encounter resistance. I thought, man, that's actually awesome. That wasn't thought out. It just happened. Yeah, okay, anyway, so Acts chapter 4, verse 31, it says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Say shaken. This is not in the supernatural, physical. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of boldness, the word of God with boldness. Listen, it is in this dimension called proskuneo, where all prayers are being birthed out of. Where you start getting affected by the word of God. So that you can go out and speak boldly what you have heard him say. So you come into this place so that you can hear him say, so that you can go out and boldly speak. Understand that you will go into your prayer closet, all timid, worried, full fear. But it's here that you will encounter God and you will come out roaring, full of courage, with the sound of the lion of the tribe of Judah that will send fear down the spines of your enemy. Before I go too deep into this, maybe one more. I actually should have stopped. One more. John and James. I'm enjoying myself. I don't care if you're not. John and James. Do you know what Jesus called them? You know what Jesus called them? The Word of God gave them a certain name. Boanerges. You know what this means? Sons of Thunder. Can you imagine? I'm not speaking about Thor, please. That was too much for some. Sons of Thunder. Can you imagine what you had to do to be given such a name? They were given this name because of the fiery way that they preached the gospel. That when they would preach the gospel, there would always be demonstration. Things would get out of hand. The revivals would break out. Sons of Thunder. Let me explain why they were given this name. One certain day, Jesus was walking into a certain town. And this town rejected him. And John and James, being who they are, stepped forward and said, "No, Jesus, just wait. Just say the word and we will call fire down from heaven. And the city will be destroyed." And Jesus said, "No, wait, whoa. Whoa. Wait a minute, I have not come to take but to give life. Nonetheless, you better know, listen, they had no doubt, they knew that, listen, if they were rubbing shoulders with the Word of God, day in and day out. Who are you rubbing shoulders with in your prayer closets? Who are you rubbing shoulders with in your prayer closet? They were rubbing shoulders with the Word of God, day in and day out. The Bible says in the book of Revelations that when God opens His mouth and speaks, that seven thunders utter their voice. They were rubbing shoulders with the very Word of God. When they spoke, seven thunders uttered their voice. Who are you rubbing shoulders with in your prayer place? You better know that you will reach a place where when you open your mouth, seven thunders will utter their voice, that there will be certain change, that your words will be delivered with desired results. It will be effective. It will bring forth the change according to the way that God have ordained it. Amen. Just please stand with me. Let me close up, otherwise I'm going to continue till tonight. I want to encourage you not to give up. Persevere in prayer. Don't stop. Do not let your feelings get in the way. Maybe I should go into this quickly. Do not let your feelings get in the way. You cannot go by emotion. You have to go by what you know. I want to encourage you. If I could have accomplished one thing in this morning, may it be that you have gotten hungry to go and pray. To really just seek Him. Just to want more of Him. Amen. Just close your eyes. Just raise your hands for a moment. Father, I thank you for this word that you've given. I pray that it's been delivered with your power, with your fire, with your authority, that it will have effect. Lord, I pray that a hunger be stirred up to want to know you more, Lord. I pray that the mantle, your spirit of intercession and prayer come rest upon everyone that is hearing this word right now. And that your words continually be stirred up on the inside of us. That when we speak, may our words be carried by the weight of your glory. May we reach the Holy of Holies time and again. May it become a place where we no longer just visit, but dwell. May your Holy of Holies become our place of habitation, our residence, a place where we live. Father, may our prayers continually come forth out of this dimension. And so plow the spiritual ground around us, making it ready to receive continually what it is that you have got prepared for us. Father, I release this word over everyone standing here right now in the name of Christ Jesus. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.